Now turn to part 4. Questions 16 to 20. You will hear an interview with a boy called Ross Nolan about his hobby, geocaching. Looking for small plastic boxes called geocaches, which people hide in the countryside. For each question, circle the correct answer: A, B, or C. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Today, as part of our series of interviews with teenagers about how they spend their free time, I'm talking to Ross Nolan about his hobby, geocaching. Ross, what exactly is geocaching?
It's based on a very simple idea. Somebody puts a small object in a plastic box, then hides the box somewhere in the countryside. They put the exact details of the box's location online on a special geocaching website. The plastic boxes are called geocaches, and you can download maps showing where they're hidden.
And how did you find out about geocaching?
I was surfing the web when I came across an article on it. It just sounded amazing. When I asked my friends about it, I discovered they knew nothing about it either. So I went to the library and borrowed a DVD to find out more.
And where are these plastic boxes, the geocaches, hidden?
All around the world, which means geocaching is something you can do almost anywhere. When I'm older, I'll definitely go and do it abroad. But right now, I'm only allowed to go searching close to where I live. My grandparents live in the mountains. That would be a great place to look for geocaches too.
So what do you do when you find a geocache?
I open the box to see what's inside. There are usually a number of small items in it for other people to take, like toy cars or pens, for example. And I always have something with me to leave in the box. Some people like to write a little note with their name on it and put that in there too.
And what do your parents think about your hobby?
They often come with me, with a group of their friends. They don't want me to do a hobby that costs a lot, so geocaching is fine. They often get annoyed, though, when I'm supposed to be doing my homework and I'm actually doing research on geocaching instead.
What's the best thing about geocaching?
I love everything about it. I've had to learn how to read a map, but that wasn't too hard for me. Besides, it's a good skill to have. I've found at least 25 geocaches so far, and each time I'm pleased with myself because I've managed it. That's what makes it really special. And of course, you're outdoors, getting plenty of exercise. That's perfect for me because I've always done lots of sports.
Thanks, Ross. That's really interesting. Thank you for coming in today.
Now listen again.
Today, as part of our series of interviews with teenagers about how they spend their free time, I'm talking to Ross Nolan about his hobby, geocaching. Ross, what exactly is geocaching?
It's based on a very simple idea. Somebody puts a small object in a plastic box, then hides the box somewhere in the countryside. They put the exact details of the box's location online on a special geocaching website. The plastic boxes are called geocaches, and you can download maps showing where they're hidden.
And how did you find out about geocaching?
I was surfing the web when I came across an article on it. It just sounded amazing. When I asked my friends about it, I discovered they knew nothing about it either. So I went to the library and borrowed a DVD to find out more.
And where are these plastic boxes, the geocaches, hidden?
All around the world, which means geocaching is something you can do almost anywhere. When I'm older, I'll definitely go and do it abroad. But right now, I'm only allowed to go searching close to where I live. My grandparents live in the mountains. That would be a great place to look for geocaches too.
So what do you do when you find a geocache?
I open the box to see what's inside. There are usually a number of small items in it for other people to take, like toy cars or pens, for example. And I always have something with me to leave in the box. Some people like to write a little note with their name on it and put that in there too.
And what do your parents think about your hobby?
They often come with me, with a group of their friends. They don't want me to do a hobby that costs a lot, so geocaching is fine. They often get annoyed, though, when I'm supposed to be doing my homework and I'm actually doing research on geocaching instead.
What's the best thing about geocaching?
I love everything about it. I've had to learn how to read a map, but that wasn't too hard for me. Besides, it's a good skill to have. I've found at least 25 geocaches so far, and each time I'm pleased with myself because I've managed it. That's what makes it really special. And of course, you're outdoors, getting plenty of exercise. That's perfect for me because I've always done lots of sports.
Thanks, Ross. That's really interesting. Thank you for coming in today.
That is the end of part 4.